This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Young people from around the country are headed to Washington, D.C. this weekend. A national LGBTQ organization has named a new class of youth ambassadors. This year, the youngest is a 13-year-old from North Suburban Buffalo Grove. She's part of a growing number of people coming out as gay or bisexual at an earlier age. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
It's hard to miss Molly Pinto with her multicolored hair. She's not a flashy 13-year-old, but she isn't one to hide either. Pinto identifies as bisexual and came out to her parents just a couple of years ago when she was 11.
My dad literally said, duh, when I told him.
Now she's one of the new youth ambassadors for the Human Rights Campaign, a national LGBTQ advocacy organization. As the youngest member, she's headed to Washington, D.C. for a conference that focuses on LGBTQ youth.
I'm the youngest age there, so that's something that I can contribute. But really, I would like to learn from the people around me that have had a much more difficult time coming out and a much less easy experience, because I really need to learn my privilege and use that to help me help others.
Caitlin Ryan is director of the Family Acceptance Project at San Francisco State University. She says within at least the past 20 years, people are coming out at younger ages, some before they turn 10. She says research shows some kids know their sexual orientation around age 6 and gender identity as early as 3.
Young people are seeing themselves in more positive ways in the media, in popular culture, in their communities, in other people who are coming out.
But Ryan says there are still challenges. The FBI shows that nearly 19% of hate crimes reported in 2018 were against LGBTQ people. A survey conducted by the University of Connecticut shows most LGBTQ youth don't feel safe at school. Ryan says that's why it's important to have LGBTQ youth in leadership roles to change how people think about sexual orientation and gender identity.
It also signals to their peers that you can be out, that you can live an integrated life, and that has a profound impact over the whole life course.
Molly Pinta says social media has helped in this way. She says if kids don't get support at home, they might find it online.
My Instagram and Facebook are very public, so people will reach out to me on there, and I'm always glad to talk to them.
Pinta's mother, Carolyn, is a Spanish teacher at her middle school. Together, they started the first gay-straight alliance there.
Not as common in middle schools as they are high schools, but we're trying to work on that. Yeah,
they are now, actually, yeah. In our area.
Carolyn Pinta says more middle schools around them have started their own organizations. She says it's helped kids feel comfortable to come out even if they can't do that at home. But she's received some negative messages from parents.
We feel like we have to make a big deal out of it every single day for those kids who are not getting the support at home. And they just, again, they need to see themselves represented in other people. And if their own family won't do it for them, we're going to do it for them.
Molly Pinta hopes her 2-year term as youth ambassador will help others who are struggling.
LGBTQ youth can really benefit from having their voices heard, because often they don't. But in this kind of a thing, giving LGBTQ youth voices is really important, because it's often adults making laws for them.
She says it's about youth speaking up for themselves and speaking out for their rights. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.